USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Supreme Court confirmation hearings continue. Judge Amy Barrett describes her and her family's reaction to the George Floyd arrest.
Very, very personal for my family. I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, all of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together in my room, and then it was also difficult for my daughter, Juliet, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
Confirmation hearings continue this week. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday declined to take up congressional Democrats' lawsuit against President Trump. The complaint claimed Trump had been violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by personally profiting off of foreign governments without congressional consent. The High Court refused to rehear the case, so a federal appellate court ruling will stand, stating that the members of Congress lacked standing to pursue their claim. As Americans wait for a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 on Monday, Johnson & Johnson paused the advanced clinical trial of its experimental vaccine due to an unexplained illness in one of the volunteers. Tuesday, the drug maker said it didn't know immediately whether the ill volunteer was a vaccine candidate or a placebo recipient, and that it had little information about the illness itself. Sunday, Johnson & Johnson said it informed the study's independent data safety monitoring board, and they are reviewing the illness. Mathia Mamin with J&J said, "It's not unusual for unexpected illnesses to occur in large studies over their duration, and sometimes they have nothing to do with the drug candidate itself." USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The WHO says that world leaders need to reconsider lockdowns to control COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The World Health Organization says that lockdowns should only be used as a last resort to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview with British magazine The Spectator, WHO Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Nabarro, says the economic damage that lockdowns do has a dramatic effect on poorer citizens.
This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Dr. Nabarro fears we could see a doubling in world poverty levels because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
After decades of restrictive drug policies, Mexico is poised to become the biggest legal cannabis market on the planet. Mexico's Senate, where for the last 9 months activists have maintained a fragrant cannabis garden, each day hundreds of people walk by the towering green plants, freely lighting joints and getting high. Their smoke is meant to serve as a reminder to senators who have to walk through this smoke to get to work. Lawmakers have until December 15th to pass pot legislation. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.